From last night's Economic Forum at the Central Bank of Barbados's 2019 Distinguished Visiting Fellow, Dr. Linda Taser, in a presentation entitled, In a World of Rising Debt, How Can Caribbean Countries Stay Afloat? This question from Trinidad Development Economist, Dr. Marlene Atz.
I've been listening all evening, and I wanted to pose two very quick questions to Professor Taser. One, looking at her views on, as a policy recommendation, the whole question of fiscal rules as we seek to manage the growing and troubling area of debt in the Caribbean. I think many Caribbean countries, I don't think I need to restate that. Many of us are struggling with various levels of debt, of economic debt, some at higher levels than others, but challenging and worrisome nonetheless. I wanted to get her take on the question of fiscal rules that have been applied to one or two of the Caribbean countries, whether or not this can be a policy recommendation that other countries may wish to consider. And then relatedly, looking at the issue of economic growth, coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, of course, a country that is heavily dependent on oil and natural gas, non-renewable resources, and we know what has been happening in terms of the fluctuations in those prices and how they have significantly impacted on our economy in Trinidad and Tobago. As a way of propelling growth in other sectors, the question has always been very much on the front burner in Trinidad and Tobago about fixed versus flexible exchange rate systems. The flexible exchange rate systems allowing for more price competitiveness in terms of exports and, of course, earning foreign exchange. And I just wanted to get Professor Teaser's take on that, because it's a question, while I'm asking specifically from the Trinidad and Tobago context, those are questions I think that are relevant to several of the other Caribbean countries. So I just wanted to get her take on that in terms of what might her thoughts be as someone visiting the region in terms of how these might be applied as policy prescriptions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much as well.
So three good points in there. One, the first question had to do with fiscal rules, and this is something that hasn't come up yet in our conversation, but I think is really an important topic. So for those of you who aren't economists, what in the heck is a fiscal rule? Well, since I guess I'm an economist that speaks English, let me try to explain in plain English. So a fiscal rule is simply, it's a pre-commitment. It's a set of rules that are written down that in effect say, when times are good, we agree that we're going to accumulate a bit of a buffer. So there's some ways of defining what a good time is, and then you say, well, when we're in those good times, we're going to pre-commit that we're not going to spend it all when we get in those good times, so that when we hit the bad times, we have some resources. And one problem, and this is true for Caribbean countries, and it's true in lots of other countries too, is that we know we have to spend more as a government when times are bad, because you have to pay unemployment and people are needing transfer payments. You know, the times are bad. The temptation, though, is when times are good, that's when there are political pressures that, well, why do we need a surplus? Things are really good right now. We don't need to. Why are you accumulating a surplus? And so there's a tendency to spend more in good times and spend more in bad times, and pretty soon you end up spending all the time and you end up in debt. So what a fiscal rule does is it kind of caps both the up and the down. So the good news is, because if you can stick with the fiscal rule, there's some evidence that there is a connection between countries that have adopted fiscal rules and have worked their way out of debt. It binds the government in a way. But that's also the bad news in a sense, because it gives the government less flexibility, so that when things come along, it makes some choices tougher because you've bound yourself to that rule. But I think there is evidence that countries like Chile, for example, that have adopted a fiscal rule have found that a successful way to work out of debt. And the same thing, by the way, the second question is related, has to do with these oil reserves. Countries that have natural resources and see fluctuating prices, the same thing happens. When times are good, you're booming, prices are high, you want to spend. But of course, when times are bad, then you run into trouble again. So if you can have the discipline to have a rule that we're going to build up a buffer of savings when prices are high so that it's available when times are bad, it's similar to the fiscal rule. It can kind of smooth out those shocks.
Distinguished visiting fellow with the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Linda Taser. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.